There is a new source of relatively cheap, low-carbon energy on the horizon, literally. It's offshore wind power. Not long ago, it was super expensive, but a big push in the UK has brought the cost way down, and that's making it a lot more likely that we'll see offshore wind power start to take root here in the US. But if offshore wind has a lot of new fans, fishermen are generally not among them. From our Livable Planet desk, here's Chris Bentley with the final installment in a series on the UK's offshore wind boom.
Steve Barrett is on the deck of the Razorbill, his fishing boat in the English port of Ramsgate. He's running thousands of feet of nets through a squeaky pulley, getting ready to set sail.
There's one I missed.
He snags a fish still stuck in one of the nets from last night and tosses it to the side.
That's a diver's soul, so that'll be my dinner later.
Barrett will head out tonight in search of more sole and other fish. And on his way, he'll pass right through a relatively new feature on the water here, the Thanet Wind Farm, 100 turbines visible from shore that have been spinning since 2010.
And for some reason, I don't know why, I don't know if it's the sound, the humming, the motors, I don't know what it is, but the fish are not in the wind farm.
Barrett says the area used to be a prime fishing ground, just offshore.
And now it's virtually barren, apart from a few whelks and a few lobsters.
Now, he says, he'll have to steam for 3 hours to get a good catch, almost all the way to the Netherlands. Barrett is not fond of the wind farm, and he's not alone.
You think to yourself, well, it never happened. I mean, reality kicks in, and it does.
John Nichols is standing on a bluff in Broadstairs, just up the road from Ramsgate, overlooking where the English Channel meets the North Sea. You could just barely make out the coast of France on the horizon. And much closer, the Thanet Wind Farm. Nichols used to fish out of Broadstairs. He's retired now, and he chairs the Thanet Fishermen's Association.
And here we are with a wind farm that we don't particularly want. If we had a choice as a fishing industry, we would say no to it, even today. But it's there, and we have to learn to live with it.
Fishing here has always been a tough business. But Nichols says it's getting much tougher, and that the fleet here is just half of what it was 25 years ago. It's not just the wind farm, he says, or the others popping up around here as part of the UK's boom in offshore wind power. The sea in this part of England is also getting crowded with things like undersea cables connecting the UK and Europe. Then there are the effects of climate change.
We're also seeing a massive increase in water temperature here, and we're not seeing the hard northeasterly and easterly winds that we used to see.
Both of those changes could be affecting fish habitat here. Still, Nichols believes the wind farms are part of the problem.
Even if we did have a real hard easterly breeze now, it wouldn't filter through like it used to because of all the turbines. They act as a breakwater at sea.
Fishermen here say that's altered the seafloor and the tides. Just one more problem stacked on top of lots of others. But what fishermen say they're seeing, there's actually no way to know for sure if the wind farm is responsible. That's because, by all accounts, there's been almost no research done on fish populations in the area, either before the turbines went in or since. Where those kinds of studies have been done, it seems the impacts have been small.
In most cases, it's been short-term.
Helen Bailey is a professor at the University of Maryland who studied the effects of other offshore wind farms in the UK and elsewhere. She says the biggest impacts are during construction.
The process that has been of most concern is the pile driving, which is when they hammer the foundation of the turbine to the sea floor, and that emits very, very loud sounds, and sounds travel very far underwater.
Bailey says all that noise tends to drive away marine species. But she says they tend to come back just a few days later. And she says in some cases, marine creatures seem to thrive around the new turbines.
They've now had examples where they actually saw seals feeding at the turbine sites. So these seem to be acting presumably like artificial reefs and actually attracting them to the area.
But offshore wind farms are a pretty new thing. And Bailey says scientists haven't properly studied what happens long term, or what the cumulative effects might be as more and more of them get built along the coast of the UK and elsewhere. For now, though, if some marine creatures are learning to adapt, some fishermen here are too.
I've got used to it.
Jason Parrott used to fish out of Ramsgate with his wife for Dover Sole. He still works on the sea here, but he's got a new job, ferrying maintenance technicians out to the wind turbines.
If you ask me whether I love it, I couldn't answer that. Not like I used to love a fishing, but it pays the bills and it's enjoyable.
Others here have taken advantage of a fund set up to compensate for lost fishing days due to construction at sea. The Thanet Fishermen's Association spent some of that money on a marine fueling pump.
We're like a service station on the motorway, you know.
Tom Brown is a retired fisherman. Ironically, he says the biggest customers are those maintenance boats for the wind farms.
So they'll come in here, fill up with fuel, and away they go again. And so the fishermen get a little payment from the wind farms and all the others.
And I'll just do the same again with this one.
For his part, Steve Barrett, back at the harbor in Ramsgate, is still sticking it out, just fishing, and trying to take all the changes here in stride.
I mean, if somebody said to me 20 years ago, over half of these fishing boats are going to be gone, and there's going to be 15 or 20 big catamarans servicing wind farms off here, I'd have said, yeah, all right, and laughed. And look what's happened.
Barrett's nearing retirement age. And until then, he says he'll keep steaming the razorbill through those wind farms to find fish. For The World, Chris Bentley, Ramsgate, England.
Chris's reporting was supported by a grant from the Heinrich Böll Foundation. You can catch his entire series on the offshore wind boom in the UK at PRI.org.